Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
A long time, but hello everyone. Welcome in to another edition of Hockey Talk, hosted by myself, your good friend Patrick O'Dowd, and his partner in crime, his Capitals apologist, his always giving up on his team, even though they're in the last wild card spot, David Ungar, the lawyer. Your Caps are still in it, my friend.
Your Blues are still in it too. You gave up
they
on them
are
too.
Indeed. Well, here's what we figured out, and this is Hockey Talk, part of the ChairShot Radio Network, you know, ChairShot.com, you know, ProWrestlingTees.com/ChairShot. Remember to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All of that good stuff. I said this to you 2 weeks ago at the last recording of the show. Basically, I must always declare the St. Louis Blues dead in the water. When I declare the St. Louis Blues dead in the water, they then turn around and do something like go 6-4 out of their last 10, go on strange winning streaks, and, you know, get 2 points up on Minnesota with, what do we got, like a couple weeks left to play now? Tops?
It's interesting. There's like, yeah, it's the games in hand factor becomes a real big deal this time of year.
Right.
Because I think, let's see, the Blues right now have played... So they're 71 games in.
Yep.
And so you guys got 11 games.
But Minnesota's even with them.
They're even
right
with
now.
You guys. Yeah. But I mean, Vegas has a game in hand on you. So that's, I mean, that's who you're chasing.
Right.
Daunting task.
Yeah. You know what? You got to do what you got to. But Vegas isn't exactly setting the world on fire right now. Like
they're not.
They're 5-5. They're not bad. They're just kind of holding serve, I guess is what it is. And folks, just full disclosure. We're gonna pull the curtain all the way back. This is going to be a rapid fire podcast today,
right?
Because Patrick was late. Patrick spent some quality time with his kid. He might be basking in the afterglow of the University of Illinois Fighting Illini making the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 19 years. Like, there's just a lot going on with myself, and so we started late, and so we're diving right in. If you haven't figured this out, is the playoff picture is really what it's all about now. Trade deadlines have passed, contracts are up, it's now the push. And when you're in the push, you start looking at that wild card. Yes, Vegas has got one game in hand over the Blues. The Blues trying to catch up to the Golden Knights. They're 4 points behind, which isn't insurmountable.
No,
but it's really hard.
It's
at this point,
you have a harder job than my guys who are
right
playing as we speak. God, man, that game against Carolina the other night was massive. I mean, Jesus, nobody could goaltend in that game. But the Caps, they've got two games in hand on Detroit. One of them is going away today because they're playing Winnipeg right now as we speak, and that's scoreless after one. So this is a big game. But yeah, we're 1 point behind Detroit. If you had to ask me right now, the Caps are probably playing a little bit better than Detroit is, but they're going to play each other. And the last time we did that, Detroit thumped the crap out of us 8-3. So we'll see.
Right. Well, and let's real quick, I'm going to go back to the Blues because let's talk opportunity. Monday, the 25th. So the day after or the day before we record this or before this episode drops, St. Louis Blues home, Las Vegas Golden Knights.
That's opportunity, pretty big.
Opportunity. Then you've got like the Blues have got Vegas, Calgary, San Jose. You got to win two of three. And you got to, frankly, you got to beat Vegas and there's no excuse to lose to San Jose at home on the 30th. Then you head into April and you've got a tough stretch because you've got Edmonton on Monday. Then you've got the Predators in Nashville before you head to do another California road trip at San Jose and Anaheim. Like the end of this schedule is tough for the Blues. The last 3 weeks of the season, they're taking on Edmonton, Nashville, San Jose the first week of April. Second week of April, it's Anaheim, Chicago, and that's the last game. Like those two games, again, no excuses. You got to win out that weekend. You can't drop anything to San Jose or Anaheim or Chicago. None of those, no excuses. Then you have Carolina and Seattle in St. Louis before going to Dallas to wrap up the season on April 17th.
It might come down to that game in Dallas. The team that's on your schedule, and if you're out west, if you're in the Western Conference, the team you do not want to play right now is the Nashville Predators. They're
hot.
Just on fire, like 8-0-2 in their last 10. I think they've got the best record in hockey since the All-Star break.
Game winning streak right now.
You look around at teams who are surging at the right time. It's like, I don't want anything. If I'm out west, I want nothing to do with Nashville. So that's
right.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I'm looking at the Caps schedule.
Yeah, the only team hotter out west, Colorado, 9-1 in their last 10, 8-game winning streak.
See,
Dallas is on it.
And the Caps schedule is brutal. I mean, this is the next, they're playing the Jets, one of the best teams in the West. They go to play Detroit, who they've got to beat to have any chance. Then they go to Toronto, who just pasted them 7-3 earlier this week. And then they host Boston.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right. I mean, the good news is Ovechkin is scoring at the right time. I mean, like whatever was going on earlier in the year, he is just like a goal machine now. I think he's within like 48, 47 of Gretzky now. That's going to make next year kind of interesting, you know, depending on how this
year. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he could probably be within, and realistically, I could see him scoring another 7 or 8 this year. And that really makes things very intriguing for next year. Like, okay, he's got at least one more year left in him. That could be it. But it's a gauntlet that the Caps have got to run. And their biggest problem is goaltending. And Darcy Kuemper is a train wreck whenever it's such a mess whenever he plays. Lindgren got lit up by Toronto the other night, but it's rare that happens for him. So yeah, we'll see.
And I know you said you're worried about Detroit, or you know that you got two in hand on Detroit. You got one in hand on New York. The Islanders aren't that far behind you either. Like there are four teams. We talked about this last time. We talked about the wild card on the West. There are four teams right now with Buffalo, Jersey, New York Islanders. Sorry, the Rangers, by the way, they're just living the dream.
They beat Boston the other night pretty well, too.
They did. They beat them pretty well, and it was such a big deal that they lit up the Empire State Building for them. Like, that's how important it was to the New York Rangers. Yeah. But then your Caps. And of those four teams, your team has the advantage. Like, you have 1-2 games in hand over everybody else. So
they do.
It's there for your Caps.
They do. And out of all those teams you mentioned, the Caps are probably playing the best out of anybody because the Islanders just lost 6 in a row, went from like the number one wild card and just completely imploded.
Yeah, they hit a spot.
Detroit's hit and miss, but they lost last night, which left, I think, to Calgary or something.
And they're 3-7 in their last. Yeah, they have not been playing well.
They have not been playing well. Buffalo has kind of come on, but they've stumbled a little bit the last couple of weeks. Pittsburgh is just they don't have it. I don't think, and I know it's like I need some wood to knock on because every time I bury the Penguins, they come back to haunt me. But
even Pittsburgh media is writing moratorium articles like what went wrong, what's going on in Pittsburgh, like this, like they think they're done, which why, like, okay, like if that's what you want to do, okay.
You mentioned
Boston losing to the Rangers. I just got to say this again. I'm going to complain about this fan base till I'm dead. You're leading the Atlantic Division. You are 6-3-1 out of your last 10. You're on a 2-game losing streak. And media is acting like they're on an 18-game losing streak.
The sky is falling, like, Pat. The sky is falling, like, in Boston.
I would like to say this once again to all of our friends in Boston. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about your little whiny baby boy problem. Nobody cares that you lost 2 in a row. You're like, there's no pleasing Boston fans. Anyway, I get that.
The only way to please them is hoisting the cup in June. That's it.
But even if they hoisted the cup, here's the thing is they'd hoist the cup and there'd still be some jackass talk radio show being like, well, they didn't sweep them. You know, they didn't take it 4. This team's a failure.
They should have a sweep, like, and everyone should be a shutout. And they still find something to complain about. Allowed a shot on goal.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It is what it is.
I mean, looking out west, realistically, what you've got, your Blues in Minnesota, and that's it. They're the only ones who could, because
it's a hard charge. Yeah. I didn't even do this. Let's take a look at the schedule for the Golden Knights. Let's see what they got coming up. I don't want to buy tickets. Go to calendar. There you go. All right. So the coming week, we just talk about how. They've got the Blues and the Red Hot Predators back to back. Then they go to Winnipeg. This is a gauntlet week for them. Mm-hmm. The Blues, the Predators, Winnipeg, and then Minnesota to round out the month of March. Like, that's not a cakewalk.
They
could lose
all 4. You know, in realistically.
Yeah, right. Then the week after, it doesn't lighten up until Friday, April 5th for them, because they host Vancouver, then head to Arizona, go to Vancouver. Like, this is a tough schedule. So then the week of the 7th, they go to Vancouver, to Edmonton. They host Minnesota. Now, they finish on a 4-game homestand, so that's nice. But they host Minnesota, they host Colorado, and then they get 2 easy ones in Chicago and Anaheim.
Yeah, and I'm looking at in April, the Caps, after that gauntlet to end March, they go to Buffalo, which is winnable. The Penguins come to Washington. That's winnable. They go to Carolina. Okay. The anomaly the other night. I don't know. You get Ottawa. There's a win. Should be a win. Then you go to Detroit, back to Buffalo, host Tampa, host Boston, finish off against Philadelphia. And I mean, if things broke...
That's a manageable schedule.
It's manageable.
That's a manageable schedule.
And if things broke the right way, that Caps Flyers game at the end of the year could theoretically be for third place in the Metro.
So yeah, that's the beauty of why they play these seasons this way. Like,
of course,
that's why
Tom Wilson getting suspended for 6 games at the worst possible time doesn't help.
Well, shit happens
when you high stick a guy in the head.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, it was an accident. The stick just flew out of his hand intentionally.
Unfortunately, he's got a bit of a history with them.
Yeah, it was an accident. I don't know what happened. All right, we're going to take our first commercial break. I told you guys it's going to be a rapid fire episode as we just sort of verbal diarrhea everything that's gone on
that's
in the last couple weeks.
That's kind of what the season is right now. It's just so much happening all at once.
Right. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what we're looking forward to seeing out of the NHL. Maybe some stories that have caught our attention in the last couple of weeks before we called her up. I'm going to be blunt too, by the way. Hockey is the last thing on my mind right now because I am a college basketball first guy and we're in the NCAA tournament.
And your team is in the Sweet 16, right?
They are in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 19 years. my Fighting Illini made the Sweet 16, and it's for this fan base, it feels long overdue. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk more hockey when we come back. So stick with us. We're in our playoff push. It's very, very exciting. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Note to self, don't use old commercials.
Oh, yeah. PC Tunney and his angry lemonade. Well,
no, we no longer, the lemonade is no longer angry. It's just sad
lemonade.
And gone.
It's just lemonade.
Okay. So let's get back. Welcome back, everyone, to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com. Always use your head. ProWrestlingTees.com/theChairShot for all of your ChairShot swag needs. Dave, what else do you want to talk about out of stories? Because the outside of Jordan Kyrou getting a hat trick yesterday to help the Blues force overtime and get a 5-4 win over Nashville, Minnesota. I don't know. Do you want to talk end of year awards? We got about a month to go. It seems a little early for that still. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. What do you got?
I don't know. I like you're talking about the battle for first place in the Atlantic is fun. I know the Boston fans are decrying the end of the world because they're not running away with it. But yeah, them and Florida are having a good tilt.
Florida hard charged them a little bit, right? Took over first place for like a week or so before Boston took it back. And here's the other thing. Again, Boston's played 72 games. Florida's only played 70. So they got two games right now. Toronto, a distant third. They got smoked, actually, the last time they went and played Boston. They were in the Garden, and it did not look good. But, you know, I don't know what to expect. What did you get? So the Rangers, you know, we talked about the Rangers. The Rangers, you know, beat Boston. Is this the year for the Rangers? Do they do it this year?
You know, I was just looking at
do they get to the finals?
Let me pose this to you, which is kind of related to your question.
Sure.
Looking at the race for the President's Trophy is extraordinarily tight. If you are a team, do you want that? Do you want to win the, knowing how it's cursed? It seems to be cursed. If you are the President's Trophy winner, do you want that? Or do you just say, you know what? Somebody else can take that.
You know
what, shit.
I think I'm good.
Yeah. You know, I'm cool with the number one seed in my conference. I don't need the number one overall seed.
What do you think is the notion as to why that seems to be a thing? Like, what is, because I don't, it's not like they played more games. They just won more games.
It's
like
there is a recognizable difference, as we've noted, you know, the few years that we've done Hockey Talk. I mean, even before that, between the regular season and the playoffs and the teams that can dominate the way that the regular season is formatted and, you know, teams aren't willing. You got a lot of guys out there who are not willing to lay down and block a shot in the middle of February. That has really no bearing on anything. But you get to the playoffs, and a lot of these teams flip a switch. And goaltending is, of course, a big deal. And I just think, like, you know, I look back at when the Capitals were really dominant early in the 2010s and how good they were during the regular season. And they did not have that physical presence. They did not have that impose their will sort of thing on you in the playoffs. They didn't have the goaltending. I mean, not that Braden Holtby was bad because he was excellent, but you know, you look at that, and I think a lot of teams, you see a lot of these more finesse-based teams winning. And, you know, go back to a year ago and Boston setting the points record. And it's like, okay, what went wrong against Florida? Goaltending was a big deal. Bobrovsky outplayed whoever was out there. And there is some puck luck involved. And Florida got some lucky breaks. Things swung a certain way. Boston, who had been so good at killing, you know, putting teams down, that killer instinct during the regular season, just wasn't there in the playoffs. And like we said, hockey more than any other sport has that sort of element in the playoffs where A, home rink advantage means nothing, and B, one guy can really take you out. And I think that creates a situation where you can't really rely. I don't even know who was the last President's Trophy winner to win the cup. It's been a long time.
Well, that's what Google is for.
Yes. Our friends at the Friends of the Internet. I don't know, man. Like, you're looking like this year. You've got the Rangers, you got Boston, you got Vancouver, all of them within what, 1 point of each other? You know, if Vancouver was to win the President's Trophy, maybe they could break that sort of thing. But to get back to your original question, is this the Rangers year? Didn't I pick them to win the cup at the beginning of the year? So I'm going to say, yes, it's the Rangers year. They've got...
I knew it all along.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do think that Shesterkin...
The 2012-2013 Chicago Blackhawks.
They're the last team, so it's been over a decade.
And the only team to accomplish this feat more than once was the Detroit Red Wings.
In the what, the mid-90s?
So,
or late 90s?
I didn't get the dates. That was the last one. But it makes sense when they were that dominant run team. Good golly.
Yeah, that's... I mean... Yeah, I look at those Detroit teams.
So don't win the President's Trophy. That's what I just heard.
And you got to wonder, I mean, and you know, hockey's like filled with superstitions. Don't touch the Prince of Wales or Clarence Campbell Trophy, you know. Save that for the big thing. So it's weird how hockey is like that. But yeah, I think like the Rangers, to go back to your original question, could this be their year? Yes, absolutely. They can score. They've got Shesterkin, who's going to just shut you down on any given day. They've got all the pieces in place. They are good on the power play. They're good on the penalty kill. They're very strong at home. Yes, I think this could be. And you look at what they did to Boston. So,
right. Well, you look at a lot of teams do to Boston. Here's I'm going to save this question for when the playoff picture is set. But I think an annual game for Hockey Talk until it happens will be which Canadian team will break the Canadian curse. And is there a team this year that can do it? Toronto's a no, because Toronto always fails.
See, and they are the example of a team that is really built well for the regular season, but I don't know about the playoffs, because Austin Matthews can light you up, but you get to that playoff stuff where A, the refs start kind of holding onto that whistle a little bit more tightly and letting the teams play.
Letting you play.
And they get a little bit more physical, and that is not the kind of game that Austin Matthews is known for. Ovechkin's a different story because he can get out there and get physical with you, but Matthews is very finesse-based. So I tend to agree Toronto doesn't have... I think they're going to be a tough out, but
I need to watch Vancouver play. I need to see what they've done this year to make them so good.
They just are fearless. I think that's the big thing about Vancouver, is they're one of these situations like we've talked about. They don't know that they're not supposed to be doing all this stuff. And because they came out of nowhere. And now you're like looking at them like, geez, they're about to hit 100 points this year. So I think Vancouver quietly can do that. I don't know if Edmonton can, because again, lots of scorers, lots of tremendous skaters.
Yeah, and history has shown that they don't. Like, they get to the playoffs and, you know, you've got the best player in hockey. Great. It's not that he no-shows in the playoffs, like, at all, but it is one of those things. Hockey seems to be the one sport these days where defense still wins championships.
And if you're going in that direction, and you're looking at a Canadian team that can actually pull this thing out.
Right.
Winnipeg has got the best chance of anybody, because I don't know if they can score enough to beat some of the other teams, but defensively and goaltending, you know, I'm watching right now, it's still scoreless. Where are they playing? They must be playing on somewhere, because it's not on ESPN Plus. But I think from the standpoint of what normally wins the cup, Winnipeg probably has more of those elements. I don't know if they can score enough to match up with teams like Colorado or even Nashville right now. But I do think they have the more staunch defense and probably the best goaltending of any of the Canadian, because you're figuring it's going to be Toronto, it's going to be Winnipeg, it's going to be Edmonton, it's going to be Vancouver. I would give Winnipeg the edge in the defense and goaltending department. Vancouver certainly got I think they're the better all around team. If it's a score fest, then it's Edmonton and Toronto. You know, no doubt about that. And I think Edmonton and Toronto just played the other night, didn't they?
Hold on. I'm pulling Winnipeg's schedule up right now. Of course, every time you go to a team site.
Yeah, so Edmonton and Toronto played.
You had to click through like a dozen things.
They just played last night, and Toronto took it to them 6-3. So.
Right. Okay.
There you go. Rangers beat the Panthers in a shootout. Okay. Fun stuff. Flyers beat the Bruins. Damn it. Boston, you can't do anything right.
Oh, well. Again, 2-game losing streak, and there was a column today amongst Boston newspaper like websites being like, what's wrong with Boston? We're slumping into the playoffs. You still have 3 weeks to go. And it's funny. We're so close to the end of the season, yet we're so far from the end of the season. It's insane. But we're going to be here next week and the week after until we go on vacation. And then again, we'll skip hockey talk.
Yeah. What are you thinking, man? What are you looking forward to down the stretch? I mean, the division races are kind of interesting, but
I care more about whether or not my Blues can actually pull this off, whether or not they can actually, I love them. I don't believe in them, as bad as that sounds. Like, I want to believe in them. I want to believe they can catch Vegas. And then I look at that offense, which I know I just said on here, you know, offense does, you know, defense still wins championships in the NHL, but the Blues got to score some. That was the big problem with the Rangers a couple years ago. We talked about it. They couldn't score at all. Like, they had the goaltending, they had strong defense, but they relied on 1-0, 2-1 games. And that's kind of where the Blues are. Like, you know, getting a hat trick out of Jordan Kyrou and scoring 5 goals in an overtime game, that's the outlier for the Blues. Not the normal. And I just need to see if they're going to finish it.
I sympathize completely because I don't have because it's like I look at the Caps and it's like the fact that you guys are still in it this late after what you did at the trade deadline is remarkable.
My team was so bad to start the season.
A lot of that's been Ovechkin. He's going to have to carry them down the stretch because as he goes, they go. And a lot of the team gets a lot of energy from him. But, you know, the other night, Sonny Milano had a hat trick. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think if you're talking about the Caps chasing down the Detroit Red Wing, I say advantage Washington just because Detroit has not been in this position that much. They do have Patrick Kane. They've got Kane, so he knows what to do. But it's been a while. So if it comes down to that.
Well, let's, we'll do this. This is how we'll wrap it up. Since we've been talking schedules, let's take a look at what Detroit's got left. No, I do not want seats. Every time you go to a team website, Dave, it immediately, do you want tickets? No. All right. So this week they host your Caps. Then they have Carolina, Florida. Oh, sorry. No, they're going to your Caps. They're visiting your Caps, heading to Carolina, then taking on Florida. That's a rough stretch. And then they go, oh, dude, this is rough. Then they go to Tampa Bay, host the Rangers, then the following week, the week of the 7th, of April, they host Buffalo, they host your Caps, they head to Pittsburgh, they head to Toronto, then they got a back-to-back home-and-home.
Who scheduled that Montreal shit, man?
To wrap the season. A back-to-back home-and-home.
It's like, here's a gift
with
for
Montreal.
A late
to
Christmas
end
gift.
The season.
Yeah.
But to get to that, this next week and a half is brutal for them.
It is.
Like, it's just brutal. Like, that's a tough stretch. On the road with those teams, yeah. So we'll have to see what happens.
I think that if the Caps beat them in that first game, then all bets are off. You know, I think at that point, okay, it's both teams have really tough schedules down the stretch. But if the Caps win that first game, I say all bets are off. Then if they don't, then I don't think they can. And it depends how you lose. I mean, even if you get a overtime loss, that's kind of okay when you look at the schedules, but can't lose in regulation to Detroit.
Absolutely. All right. I think that's going to do it for this week's edition of Hockey Talk. We gotta head out here. We're up against it. Certain other podcasts that need to be recorded today on our schedule. So before we get out of here, tell everybody where they can find you on the Chair Shot Radio Network and on the socials.
You can find me on the platform formerly known as Twitter at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG. Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. And X told me it's my 9th anniversary of being on that platform.
And then it asked you for money. That's probably how it worked. Because X
like,
is now
something
trying
like
to
that. Yeah. Don't you want to be able to post fucking novellas here on X instead of being limited to 140 characters? Like, no.
That's not why X was created. Anyway, you can follow me on the X Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. I am currently rocking the Chair Shot Radio Network 4 days a week when I actually get all the podcasts in and recorded now at this time. Mondays, I'm talking nerdy stuff on Bandwagon Nerds. Tuesdays, it's hockey with Dave. Wednesdays, I'm talking wrestling with Greg DeMarco on the Greg DeMarco Show. And Thursday, I am recording the Pick and Roll podcast with PC Tunney. Ben, I got to listen to him brag about how his Sweet 16, so far he's 8-for-8 on his Sweet 16 picks. It's very annoying.
Tunney is,
yeah. He picked Oakland over Kentucky. That was his big, like, he got his big upset right. And then I had to listen to him brag about Oakland over Kentucky. I, unfortunately, had Kentucky going to the Final Four. So, shows what I know. Good job, me. Anyway, thanks, everyone, to listening to this week's edition of Hockey Talk. We will be back next week to take a look at what I'm certain will be a beautifully revised playoff race, as this is a week-to-week time here in the NHL. And that's just what it is as we head into that final playoff push. So for David Ungar, this is your good friend Patrick O'Dowd, wishing you a great week of hockey. We will catch you next week. This has been Hockey Talk on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.